Okay, so we're holding here, I think, the last piece, which is actually two prakim about Melech HaMashiach. Well, last week I wasn't here. Okay, so we're holding Perek Yud Aleph. I think we finished everything. The last time we spoke was about Yaakov Avinu, so I'm fine. Okay, so this is the list to prakim in Rambam Bechlal, and they're very important, both what they say and so on. Perek Yud Aleph, HaMelech HaMashiach. So first, before we go further, the Rambam is something which is, he does not speak at all about the Tchias HaMesim. He doesn't in any way talk about what will be, how will be, and the reason is because it's not something that belongs to the world of Halacha. These are all, they're emunas that we believe it'll be, and that's that. It's not relevant to anything else. The Melech HaMashiach is halacha. Melech HaMashiach is part of Hilchas Melachim. It's Hilchas Melachim is all halacha, and this is something that is part and parcel of it. It's not a it doesn't remain an emuna. It's part of what will be the final step in Malchus. So Melech HaMashiach osid lamoid ulehachze Malchus beis David leyoishna l'shol harishayna. So if someone to ask us, what is the definition of Mashiach? What is he? All sorts of wonderful, wonderful things will happen when Mashiach comes. But tachlis, what's the hagdara? What is Mashiach? The answer is, he's the person that will bring back Malchus beis David to what it was. Malchus beis David is a central feature of Klal Yisrael. We're not a Klal Yisrael without Malchus beis David. And Melech HaMashiach, his job is to restore Klal Yisrael, and Malchus is the first step in that. That is the first Hagdara, and it really sets the tone for everything else that's written over here. L'hazal Tzav Yashem Mershal Hashem U'bayna Mikdash, which is part of what a Melech does, and Mekabes Nitri Yisrael, the Chayzen Kol HaMishpatim B'Yomer K'Shoyim Mikedem. So it's the re-establishment, it's the renaissance of Klal Yisrael coming back to who they are and what they are. Makriv Karbanis, Vayis Shmitas V'Yoyves K'Chol Mitzvosa Hamura B'Torah V'Chol Mishayna Maim Boy. If you don't believe in Mashiach, or whoever doesn't await his coming, so it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return you back to bring you back to Eretz Yisrael and so on. There's a point over here which is, he says, Mishayna Maimiboy, or Mishayna Mechaka Lebiyasei. It's a little bit hard to understand why Mechaka Lebiyasei is so important. I mean, if a person believes in Tchias HaMesim, but is not waiting for it in particular, he's got nobody that he's particularly interested in coming back. So, Is he called an Epicurus? If he doesn't believe Tchias HaMesim, he's not Epicurus. If he believes Tchias HaMesim but doesn't really await Tchias HaMesim, then he's not an Epicurus. So why is it that somebody who doesn't await the coming of Mashiach is Kaifin Tchias HaFadeinu? But what's the Mechake? If he's not Maimon, what's the Mechake? Mashiach Mechake Yosef. Does it mean that the chelik of that is that you have to believe that he's coming imminently? Doesn't say that anywhere. None of the psukim that he brings says that. It says faket, that there'll come a day when there'll be that. So I was once thinking I don't know if it's something that I can say it's pshat in the Rambam, but certainly pshat in terms of the it's emes, I think the belief in Melech HaMashiach is a belief for the return of the ruchnistic integrity of Klal Yisrael. We're sort of half breeds now. We have half of or less of what it takes to be a Yid. The fulfillment of a ruchnistic world is not here. We're not a Klal Yisrael. We're missing the best majority of our people. We have no national leadership. We have we're missing most of the Torah. We're missing Sanhedrin, Nevuah. All these things we're missing, and therefore belief in it and anticipation that it's going to happen is something that is going to be that goes to the core of what it means that a person is a Yid, wants to be a Yid, and so on. And in the Torah you have included everything the V'im said. Why? V'sham wa'imir en of le'ato, said David, asho en of le'kar, v'zomach ha-mashiach. Dorach koichu mi'yakov, said David, v'kom shevet mi'yisrael, v'zomach ha-mashiach. Mochatz pasi mo'yav is David, v'chein o'imir v'yachas mo'yav v'yimadim mechevel, v'kakach mi'yishes v'zomach ha-mashiach, shem boi u'moshlu mi'yam ad yam. V'yadim reisha, said David, shemati adem dover avodim, v'hoi reisha, said melech ha-mashiach, shem v'lom sh'atzion. So, I don't know what he's telling me after Pashas Bilam Nema. It's very, very hard to say that what it says in Pashas Bilam is of is ki'ilu so mefurish and so open. V'shav Hashem alakecha shvus v'yachavecha v'shav kibetz chiminach v'tzayashvayim and so on. That is fairly open. It's also not 100%. A person can say that it's going on the bias rishon and bias sheni, in other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take us back. That's what the nevu is. Doesn't say it unless it lovo, but okay, it can push it for that. But to say the neviim were clear about it. Neviim were after there was, you know, the neviim were clear about it, and that also. But what exactly he wants dafke from the pasuk and af bilam, I mean, I'm not sure. Then he brings another fascinating cry. Base, af barim miklat lehoy davazeh. Af barim miklat huoyme im yarch vashamkechas gvulcha viyasafta lecha oich lalosh arim ume oilam lehoy davazeh. Vleitziva kadosh baruch hu letoyhu. So the Rambam brings a fascinating cry. It's fascinating in terms of the logic behind it. I mean, when a kadosh baruch hu says that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh on mitzvahs and averis, it doesn't say anywhere that we have bechira. I mean, it says everywhere we have bechira. It's and therefore, if it says in the Torah that a person should eat only beimak tahira, if somebody were to ask me, well, what happens befall? What happens? I'll tell them, it depends. You know, every door is different. Every place is different. Some people choose to keep the Torah. Some people choose not to keep the Torah. You can't say, well, if the Torah says so, it can't not be like that. So, I guess what the Rambam, the proof that he means to say is, it can't be a mitzvah that never, ever was fulfilled. It can, and especially here, since it's not Bechira, as much as other things, other minyanim, it has to be. Mitzvahs are, on the one hand, up to us, and it's totally in our bechira. That's for a particular person and particular moment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could le'yosha dvar alai reikom is a haftocha on the klolius ha'inyan. There will not be a mitzias with things where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something and was grace or something, and things come back, Reikom. It's not something that makes it can't be. It's so any particular person has the full bechira to snub HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even an entire door could not mal and so on and so forth. But to say that never ever in Moisa Olam was there a kiyum, that's difficult. I don't to bring any proofs, and Vim talk constantly about it. I'm not sure. I guess in Bayis Sheni, there never was a fulfillment of that level of predictions of things that were. that was said in the Nevi'im. I mean, a person could learn the Nevi'im are talking about the going back to Bayis Sheni. All the Nevi'im basically were before Bayis Sheni, but that would not be good because Bayis Sheni, there's not even allegorically a way to interpret all the things that happened. Gimel. V'al'yala da'itcho sh'amelech ha'mashiach tzoch lasis oisus u'moifsim u'mechadish dvarim ba'olam u'mechayim etzim yitzvarim elu. Melech Mashiach does not have to do anything new. And it's especially in light of what he said, that the description of Melech Mashiach, the essence of Melech Mashiach, is the bringing back Klal Yisrael to its previous nationhood. The Sharei Rabbi Akiva, now he brings it right, Sharei Rabbi Akiva, Chacham Gadol M'Chacham Mishnah Hoya. Rabbi Akiva was on the great Tanoim. And he was one of the people that held strongly of Bar Kokhba. And Rabbi Kiva said that he's Mashiach. And Rabbi Kiva and all Chachmidari felt that Bar Kokhba is Melech HaMashiach. Ad Shenerag Bavoynois. Until he was killed. So the only proof that they had that he wasn't Melech Mashiach was that he that they didn't succeed in fulfilling what he's supposed to do. So he says, Chacham didn't ask him for any sign, for any miracle. So the Torah and the Shpatim are there forever. I'm not sure what he's adding that for. He's not telling you that there's going to need to have a miracle. He's going to need to change halachas. Sach hakol, he was speaking with about bringing a proof to who he is or what he is. I'm not sure why in the world it has a kasha with the fact that you can be moisiv and you can be megarea. I mean, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about making oisiv moisiv to prove. There's Melech HaMashiach. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no problem with that. I'm not sure about that. Okay, now the Rambam describes how do we decide who Mashiach is? How do we zero in on the Mashiach candidate? Dalit, Vim Yamid Melech mi Beis David. If a king arises from Beis David, which is interesting because this sounds like it's talking about the time when there was Malchus and so on. But how does a person become a Melech when there's no Malchus? The Rambam is not giving us any explanation or solution for it. He said, "Miyamid Melech meis David ha'igah b'Torah va'isik b'mitzvos k'David aviv." So first thing about Mashiach is he has to be a big tzaddik and a big talmid chacham. People sometimes overlook that, but yes. And he's Oisik b'mitzvos k'David aviv. It has to be on par, similar to David. Kefi Torah shebiktav, Torah shebalpeh. V'yokov ko'yisro leilach po'olechazik bitka. and he forces all of Klal Yisrael to obey the Torah and to strengthen it. V'yilochim melchames Hashem, and he will fight melchames Hashem. Not clear if he's talking here about ruchnistic battles, or he, you know, etc. on the wall, called koyres and stuff like that, or he's talking about physical wars. Not clear in the Rambam. Then at that point we have a chazaka that is Mashiach. So in other words, we can use it as a working assumption. So the most important thing is A, that he himself be of stature. The Rambam writes in his letters, we saw when the people in Taman were asking about, so if you have his Mashiach or not, like the Rambam was abhorred. He said, why would you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu would choose a crackpot to send his messages to us? I mean, why would you pick a Shegetz to be the Melech of Klal Yisrael? And therefore, it has to be somebody who's Hoger B'Torah Vayitzchak Mitzvos K'David Aviv. V'yokov Klal Yisrael Leilech Bo L'chazik Bitko. And he forces all of Klal Yisrael to follow the Torah and strengthens it. V'yilach melchames Hashem, and he's like melchames Hashem. So that's Ches Mashiach. Im also v'yitzliach u'bona migdash b'mkoyimai, if he built a Beis HaMikdash over there, v'ki Beis Nitche Yisrael, and he gathers in the exiles, hareza Mashiach bevaday. And then what's left in the mission? V'yitakin asa olam kula v'as Hashem b'yachat sh'nemekaz efech al amim sof abruo likra kula m'shem Hashem. Of the Shechem Echad. So the Rambam has three stages here. The first stage is he himself is a personal stature, and he forces Klal Yisrael to do what's right and what's good. And he's Loichem Lachamis Hashem. The second stage, so that's Cheskos Mashiach. The second stage is if he finishes, he builds a Beis HaMikdash and brings in Nitre Yisrael, then he's Mashiach Bevadai. And if he's Mashiach Bevadai, we are assured of the fact that he's going to that he's going to bring back all the Mesoilam to be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, we see it here, and we will see it also at the end of the Rambam, that the Tachlis of Mashiach is for the goyim, for the tikkun olam, it's that's where, you know, whatever we mispalel, the yerakol folk, the talta, the yom kotzayet sartoy, all the things that we mispalel for in yom neroyim, the kiyum of it is at this time, and that's exactly what we have in mind. So those previous yonim are all there in order to that he get to the point of of being misagged in the entire world. It's interesting. I mean, the Rambam is giving us a timeline of sorts. Is it just kind of for convenience sake? You know, step by step Mashiach? Or does he mean to say that he's not allowed to turn things around? In other words, he has to do it fi haseder hazeh dafka. And if someone doesn't do it the seder, then it's... you're allowed to let him build the Beis HaMikdash only if it's Chas Mashiach. You're allowed to do this if this. Because every single is dafke in its place, and you must have the prerequisites in order to do this. I don't know, I possibly that's what the Rambam means. Perek Shnei Masa. Al Yala Lev, Shevi Moisa Mashiach, he bottled up in Hogshayim. Rambam Paskins, that like Shmuel, that there's nothing we can bottle. O Yesham Chidesh B'Maisa Bracious. El Oilam Kumin Hogin Noyheg. The world will go on like normal. Vizel Shanema Bishaya Vigar Zevim Keves, Vinomam Gedi Yerbats, Moshe Vachida. So even though Nevi'im speak about things that are supernatural, that's only derech mashal. Inyan adava, she yisrael yoishun levetach emrishi akram shulun kizeh v'nama. It's probably harder to believe that we could sit with Iran and all the other chaleras there peacefully than a sheep with a wolf. It's a good chance that's a bigger chiddush. V'yachzu kulam l'dasa emes. They will all turn to the emes, to Torah. V'lo yigzuluv l'yashchisu. Ela yoychlu dava muta b'nachzim Yisrael. Shem v'arye keboka yoychlu tevin v'chei koitzu b'rel dvor min ha-Mashiach hei mesholim. V'ubi moysa melech Mashiach yivoda l'koy l'eze dava yimashol v'hei remes mehen. So exactly what the mashal will be, and that's, and the Rambam says this later also, we don't have a way now of deciphering what's going to be when Mashiach comes. It's not something that we could decipher now, but when it comes, we're going to figure it out. Base. Amr Chachamim, Ein Ben Alam Hazem Es Hashem Hashem Achaz Belvad. Yiroya Mipshuta Shal Diver Neviim, Shebetchilas Mes Hashem Tim Chaz Gog Magog, Shekoyim Mechem Z Gog Magog Yamid Novel Yisrael VeHachin Libam. Shenem Min Erech Shal Chem Sal Yo, Vein Abolo LeTamiv LeTaher LeTaras Atamiv LeSan Nashen Shebchaz Kashus VeLeHachshim Mishos Kupsulin Elosim Shalom Baylam Shenem VeHeishli Vavos Halbanim. V'yesh v'nacham sh'ayim sh'kayim b'yis ha-mashiach yovel yahu. V'chol eil adver k'yitze behen lo yeida adam echiyu achiyu. So he says, yes, there are things that seem to be mashma in the pashas advarim, but there's no way in which we could know exactly what's going to be. We'll know it only when it happens. Shadvarim stumetz anaviyim. גם החכמים אין להם קבל דברים אלו, לפי אחרי הפסוקים, או לפי כך יש להם אחרי הפסוקים אלו. I think this is a question that we need to ask ourselves is, so since from the פסוקים and Chazal we have no idea what it's going to be like, what it's going to look like, so what's the point of it? It's like, you know, somebody wearing golden shoes, but then he covers it up with rubbers. So what's the point of wearing golden shoes? There's nothing. So I think the word is, we will lasid lavo no limafreya. What it meant, you know, it's everything is written in Torah. There are some things that we know looking at it, what it means for the future. But as regards in Yanei Mashiach, it's written Torah, but it's not self-explainable until Lasid Lavo. It's not at all explainable. So the mile of it is that it's not as if there's a Mahalach that's not in Torah, but that Torah itself will be understood only the Mafreya. I have a raya for it. It was something which is almost Mefurish. It says that when the Malach spoke to Neil, he said, write it in a sefer and seal it. In other words, write it in a way that will be will make it be beholden from anyone. No one's going to be able to understand what it says. So, what's the point of it? The Torah says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I will write it down and it'll be totally invisible to you. The answer is no. Torah needs its shleimus, and Torah mitzvah Torah has its havan and tefis and all these things. For us, at the time that they will, you know, when it happens, it'll become to us. We'll understand with the hair and so on. Gimel, sorry. Let me just finish this. The seder of these things and how and what and when and where, none of this is mikra das. A person should not be oisik nizinyanim. And should be marich niz medrashes. All of those drashes don't add much to the ruchnistic stature of a person. וכן לחש והקיצן. אמרו חכמים טיפח רוחם שמחש הקיצן. על יחקה ויאמן בכלל הדבר כמו שביארנו. So, getting involved in the details, whether it's the dates or the exact ceremonies that will happen with Mashiach, what he'll do and so on and so forth, all of these are irrelevant, they're not significant, and there's no point to it. And b'meila, it's learning things that don't mean anything and not going to get you anywhere. I have to stop now. I have to go out and see you somewhere. So we'll hold it a little bit early, but we'll hold it here.